Here's something that might surprise you. The most fundamental human drive isn't sex, aggression, or even self-preservation. It's connection. We've been sold a story about independence and self-sufficiency, yet our biology tells a radically different tale. Humans are born utterly helpless. Our oversized brains require years of protection and nurturing. Nature's solution? An automatic attachment system that bonds us to caregivers through crying, gazing, and smiling. What's revolutionary is this. That same system operates in adult romantic relationships. We don't outgrow our need for connection, we simply transfer it from parents to partners. This isn't weakness, it's survival. When couples fight about money or in-laws, they're actually expressing a frightened protest against eroding emotional connection. Happy relationships feature deep trust that partners will respond when needed, creating a dance of meeting, parting, and reconnecting. This insight explains why traditional therapy often failed. It missed the core issue of attachment fear. We bond in three distinct ways, shaped by our earliest experiences. Secure attachment develops when caregivers are consistently responsive, making us comfortable with closeness. Insecure attachments emerge from inconsistent or neglectful care. Anxious styles bring heightened emotions and fear of abandonment. Avoidance styles suppress emotions and fear dependency. Psychologist Jeff Simpson discovered these patterns predict behavior with eerie accuracy. When facing threats, secure and anxious individuals seek comfort from partners, while avoidant people withdraw. During conflicts, secure individuals discuss issues warmly, anxious partners catastrophize, and avoidants maintain distance. His research showed attachment patterns at age 1, predicting conflict resolution skills with romantic partners at 21. When relationships end, we experience predictable distress, anger and protest, then clinging and seeking, followed by depression, and finally detachment, a point from which recovery becomes nearly impossible. Understanding these patterns isn't about labeling ourselves, but recognizing the dance we're doing so we can change the steps. We've been taught emotions are irrational, but they're actually nature's efficient information processing system, rapidly reorganizing behavior by filtering thousands of stimuli to identify what matters most. Without emotion, we lack decision-making capacity. Brain-damaged patients who lose emotional ability can't make simple choices. Scientists identify 6 innate emotions: fear, anger, happiness, sadness, surprise, and shame. Each naturally prompts action. Anger drives approach. Fear triggers freezing or fleeing. Paul Ekman's research with isolated tribes proved these expressions transcend culture, creating universal emotional language. Fear particularly fascinates in relationships. When loved ones seem unavailable, our amygdala processes this as danger, releasing stress hormones and triggering what researcher Jock Panksepp calls primal panic. The hurt isn't metaphorical. Social rejection activates the same brain regions as physical pain, explaining why emotional support lessens physical pain and Tylenol can reduce hurt feelings. Understanding this transforms how we view relationship conflicts. They're not irrational outbursts, but our nervous system's alarm bells signaling threats to vital bonds. Neuroscience reveals our brains are profoundly social organs, with nervous systems constructed to be captured by the nervous systems of others. Mirror neurons act as intention radar, helping us intuitively understand what loved ones will do. When we imagine someone in pain, identical brain areas activate as if we were experiencing it ourselves. We literally hurt for others. Oxytocin, the cuddle hormone, is the master chemical of social connection. Released during breastfeeding, orgasm, and proximity to loved ones, it increases trust and empathy while reducing fear and anxiety. In experiments, oxytocin helped insecurely attached men respond more securely to emotional situations and reduced stress hormones in couples during conflicts. Our brains remain plastic throughout life. We grow new neurons and connections through new experiences, meaning we can change behavior by creating new neural pathways. Two events create massive neural reorganization, falling in love and beginning to parent. Mae West understood, sex is emotion in motion. Yet we fixate on sex as love's essence when research shows adult love comprises sexuality, caregiving, and attachment, with attachment being most crucial. Contrary to popular belief that sex creates bonds, attachment styles profoundly shape sexual experiences. Those with avoidant attachment practice sealed-off sex, self-centered, performance-focused encounters lacking emotional vulnerability. This disconnected approach, increasingly common with internet pornography, ultimately reduces arousal and undermines bonds. The attachment-sex relationship forms a reinforcing circle. Strong emotional bonds create good sex, which strengthens bonds further, while weak connections produce unfulfilling sex that damages relationships. About 30% of women report little or no sexual desire versus 15% of men. For women, feeling safe is crucial for desire. Brain scans reveal that sexual images activate women's prefrontal cortex alongside arousal areas, suggesting unconscious safety assessment during sexual situations. Porn addiction exemplifies consequences of divorcing sex from attachment, leading to desensitization, erectile dysfunction, and inability to become aroused with real partners, devastating capacity for close relationships. Love relationships unravel through specific patterns. Erosion begins with emotional deprivation, the absence of attunement and responsiveness. The demand withdraw pattern emerges. One partner pursues through criticism, while the other retreats into stonewalling. Criticism acts like low-grade punches to the brain, while stonewalling represents total negation of the bond. Yet here's hope. Misattunement isn't failure, but normal. Even happily bonded mothers and infants miss each other's signals 70% of the time. What matters is repair. Secure bonds require accessibility, responsiveness, and engagement. Partners must recognize destructive cycles as patterns both contribute to rather than blaming each other. In hold-me-tight conversations, partners reach for each other in ways that pull forth tender responses, staying with softer emotions, turning feelings into clear signals, explicitly stating attachment needs, and hearing the other's needs without dismissal. Research shows a couple's ability to shape these emotional moments predicts stable relationship repair years later, even healing traumatic injuries like affairs in 12 or 13 sessions. We stand at a crossroads. Despite our relational nature, face-to-face connection is eroding. Anti-anxiety drug use has jumped 30% in a decade, with 1 in 5 American adults taking mental health medication. Epidemics signaling our need to repair social ties. Our devices create an illusion of connection, offering shallow information sharing rather than emotional engagement. Yet the science of love offers a blueprint for transformation. Individually, we can create reconnection rituals, sharing emotional states, renewing commitments. Societally, we must educate for connection. Programs like Roots of Empathy, where mothers with infants visit schools to teach emotional literacy, show measurable increases in pro-social behaviors. Secure attachment doesn't oppose personal growth. It creates confident, resilient individuals who are less self-absorbed and more empathetic. Research shows even briefly visualizing a loved one increases compassion towards strangers. To support secure relationships, we need family-friendly policies like paid parental leave. The greatest happiness exists not in the wealthiest nations, but those with the highest trust and bonding. In a world that sells independence as strength, we've forgotten our deepest truth. We are homo empathicus, wired for connection. Your relationships aren't just nice to have, they're the foundation of everything else. Reach out, reconnect. Love is our survival mechanism, our greatest resource, our way forward.